Employee Assembly, October 18th, 2006.
Can you eat it?
It's on now. Calls to order, please continue eating.
Do we have any late additions to the agenda?
I guess this is short sidebar of the grandson.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, just getting started. Any other late
Over here.
All right, then. Report from the chair. We are doing all kinds of stuff. I almost don't even know where to start. We're doing so much stuff. Hazel and I have a meeting with Mary on Monday, and the goal of that will be to nail down this expanded group idea so that we put some framework around that. The executive committee met just before this, and we kind of talked about what that outline would look like. And so I'm going to put together a draft and email it around so you all have it.
Are you still sent to Mary's office?
All right. Okay, then I didn't miss that.
No, I've not seen one either. So that's part of the idea, is to connect with her and make sure that we're all on the same page. So we haven't seen a list yet, and I know that many of you would like to invite people to join that group. So it's right now it's a matter of getting it done on paper and all agreeing on what's going to happen. Otherwise, we're just going to slip away from it. So you'll be seeing that come from me. It'll probably be late Sunday night. My typical work thing. But at least we'll see it. And then Hazel and I review it with Mary. We'll come back with any changes, and you'll get the final draft and then what the plan is to execute that. In a meeting with the OA, there was a brainstorm, and we decided to call this group Staff Forum. How do y'all feel about that? We had advisory groups, didn't like that. There are a bunch of things tossed out that might affect it. So forum makes it pretty broad, and we can just call those meetings forum meetings. Now we can call that group the staff forum group. Everybody, okay. Can you live with that? Okay, because that's how I'm going to refer to them and draft it. Let's put together. Okay. The master plan workshop, we're still kind of working on that. So please send your name to Andre if anybody who would like to.
Second on that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So those have been moved to the end of November. So we've got, Mina's kind of overwhelmed. As usual. So we've got a little bit more time, but the sooner the better, because I want to submit the names, and then Donna probably will end up sending out an invitation.
You're right.
Official invitation. So we have 12
that's
people
part
so
of
far.
My job too, by the way. So just, well, not really.
We have 12, and I would like another 8 to 15. So we're almost halfway there.
Okay, so keep those names coming. We have a little more time then. Did you all receive an email invitation from Jim Mazza?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So
campaign kickoff dinner.
Oh,
that's a big event.
Friday the 27th. Mm-hmm. The rehearsal on Thursday the 26th.
And I think we're going to be asked to get up on stage at some point in time.
Yeah, it's a big fun
hug. Group hug.
Right.
I'm just really amazed by how much more the president has involved us on the campus and whatever's going on with the administration. It's like the EA has slowly been coming alive this past year, and it just keeps growing and growing. And I think it helps us have more incentives to work harder for the assembly. It's just amazing.
What else do I have? Anything? Oh, I'm passing around a card. Mary sent. She sent it to me, but it's to us. Just a thank you card for recognizing her with the award. So we'll pass that around. I think That's all I have. Do you remember me saying anything else I wanted to talk about? Okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and trustee report, which dun-dun-dun, are coming up.
Yeah, I'll have more reports for next meeting. Trustees are going to get on campus next week for committee meetings and the general large board meeting. And as always, there is an open meeting at the very beginning of the board meeting. And I encourage you to contact Kristen McHenry if you'd like to attend. I know Donna attends frequently, if not always. And I know Kevin. please feel free to.
Michael, what time will that meeting be?
Friday afternoon.
The open meeting?
Yeah, Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. I live at 3:30.
I think so.
This Friday?
27th.
The second item of business is I'm going to be on the trustee nominating committee again this year. Vice chair of the committee, which is the first time we've ever had a staff member in a leadership position on this committee.
Awesome.
It's a hard one. And I will have more to report next year.
Right. Anybody have a question for Michael? Michael, can you just tell the members what meetings you attend, like what committee meetings that you attend?
All trustees are on the Alumni Affairs Committee. So I'm on that. I'm on the trustee community communication committee, and that's all the local trustees, so not just the constituent trustees, but we have several local trustees within the area. As you point out, I was the chair of that committee. I'm on the Buildings and Properties Committee. Donna attended as part of her job here, and it's the best run committee for Donna. Let's see, what other committees are on? A couple of other committees.
I just thought it might be, I'm not sure we ever did that, but it might be helpful for you to know what Michael does on our behalf. Speaking of committees, let's go to committee reports. ComCom and Change Chat. This, I have your name next to this.
Okay.
By the way, yesterday was Peter's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
We met yesterday at ComCom and we... Dave Glenn, and that helped me come up with a bunch of suggested changes for the report. So I don't know how many of you have taken this, but it's actually not the final. We had a bunch of changes to that, and I'm hoping to send that out by Friday for like a final review. If you have any of you have suggestions before that time, feel free to email them, and I'll incorporate them as well.
Is that with the changes?
No, this isn't. No. Else sends this out.
Oh.
So I'll, like I said, I'll email that out within a couple of days.
Okay. Sorry, I just took a mic.
Short
for me
report.
I know. It would be great if you all could really look at this and really get familiar with it, because I think that in our forum discussion, because we're going to probably have three of those a year. Do you remember when Mary was talking about that? This will be a topic of conversation, so it'd be great if you know it inside out. Okay. Any other committee reports? Andre.
Switch.
Start. I don't know where
we're at. Well, you've heard about the master plan, and. Just to kind of round that up, end of November will be the workshops, and then following that will be the open community event for the master plan. And Mina and I had a few phone conversations about it, and she is thrilled that we've taken a leadership role in getting people involved from the community, and I think if we get our job done in the next week or two, that they'll use what we did as a model to attract students and faculty for the workshops. Beyond that, I'm not sure exactly where Mina is going to go with it. I think they'll take the feedback and represent it at some point in time. There'll probably be some sort of forum, so there'll be another level of involvement, and we'll be asking probably members from this board to attend. I'm sure there'll be another presentation to us at some point in time at some meeting. Apart from that. Internal operations, Ari stepped in to help me out because I was kind of swamped with a million other things, identifying our needs on committees. And we have quite a few slots that we need to open, and over the next week I'm going to send out a query to you folks to either step up to joining committees so we can staff them better, or, and as our charter very clearly states, we can appoint or find people that are just members of the staff at large. There are five non-EA committee positions that are open, and it would be great. It's a great way to ask someone who's not to start to get involved kind of at a low level.
Recruit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing. I mean, out of the master plan work, I'm hoping that some of those people will actually start attending these meetings. I know two people have already said, yeah, I'd like to start coming to EA meetings, so we'll start seeing them. So.
Okay. Joe, do you have anything to say?
Not right this time.
Okay.
Janice had something emergency grant fund you on.
Oh, well, yeah, we could do that in here. Can we do emergency
grant fund? Chicken
small.
Do you want to say anything first? Budget and finance?
I'm down here.
All right. I'll do that. I missed the last two meetings. Michael just informed me and that they were reviewing an application that we'd gotten 3 weeks ago, and they just approved it last week. So there'll be someone getting a grant for help. And I know they've been working on what do I want to call it, auction post, you know, meeting. And as soon as I get my hands on any type of report or information, I'll bring it. Maybe I'll just put it on the email and get it out to everybody instead of waiting for a meeting.
Everybody got the message, though, that was only $8,000.
Yeah.
Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $1,800 of it was from credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and then it encourages people to spend more.
Yeah, it's not real money. Well, it is,
credit cards. One thing that I want to say, I was surprised at how many of the lunches there were with vice presidents and those sort of things. Mm-hmm. Not all about. I mean, they make a lot of money doing that. So whoever thought of that idea, we didn't have that last year.
Yes, we had one of them.
I thought it was a great idea, and I would love to see that expanded even more. I mean, oh, Dennis, because there not all of the VPs were in that.
Right. Deb Billis actually came up with the idea herself,
uh-huh.
And she had asked Mary. Mary is always offering mm-hmm. something. And then this year she thought she'd ask one or two others, and then she was encouraged to ask as many as possible because everyone she asked responded. Mm-hmm. And I had a conversation with Mary who said that now that the tradition has been established, it would be very easy to have
yeah.
them duplicated another year, and even Mary was going to try to spark a competition among the VPs to offer something more than just lunches, to be more creative and to get real competition in between.
Yeah, I mean, well, because you and I had talked about, like, because the VPs get passes to sporting events and stuff like that, so you could go to the hockey game or whatever, or, you know, you could do fun things besides just have lunch. But anyway, so it was just not a lot of effort on their part, you know, but for the auction, it raised a ton of money. So I just thought that was noteworthy. So good creativity.
In the last meeting, they talked. We talked about what works and what didn't, and new
yeah.
ideas. And you know, they talked about door prizes, raffle tickets. You get
mm-hmm.
a raffle ticket when you come in, and handing out a door prize
mm-hmm.
halfway through, or something like that, to get more people to come. So.
Great thing. So let's go on to old business.
Before we do that,
yeah.
Could you ask for approval in a minute?
Oh, I'm
going to put
yes,
that on
I'm
the
sorry.
Agenda to make sure that we get that in there. But
yeah.
I didn't put it on.
Thank you. As we talked about doing that, we have, I think, 3 sets of minutes to approve. And if someone can give you the date, we can do the formal approval.
Okay. Are we serious? Is it this
June?
June.
So, can I have a motion to approve the minutes from June 7th, 2006?
I'm not listed as attending, and I'm obviously headed since I gave a report.
Okay. All right, we'll modify that. Any other additions, corrections, changes? So, can I have a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
So moved.
Those in favor? All right, so June 7th is approved, adding Michael as attending. Okay. The next set of minutes are from August 23rd. And are there any additions, corrections, changes? Settle? I see some highlighted things here, that's why I was a little tentative.
Call for late additions to the agenda, it just says male member. Is there any way of saying who the male member was?
We couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell?
Okay.
So should we from now on say who we are when we start speaking?
Would
that help?
Oh, because the tape, you couldn't tell.
Yeah, now the recorder.
Yeah.
It's a little better, but.
Underneath Finance Committee, the very last paragraph.
Where is that?
Oh. Second page from the end. Third page from the end. Down the very last bullet, or the very last, Donna Gow said the idea.
Mm-hmm.
It should read, sold the money they spent last year was worth it, instead of sold they money.
Oh, yeah.
Just have to type the cycle. And it was the very last page, down toward the end. Second paragraph before adjournment, it was Pat Mahoney that recommended that we talk about Leon's proposal at a later date.
Oh, it's being honest.
Yeah.
Right.
Any others? There are a few other highlighted sentences. Well, we just couldn't determine who had said different items, so if we can.
Go ahead.
We also have page numbers put on the pages.
Yes. It's not been done before, but I will.
Okay.
All right, so can I have a motion to approve these as amended?
I think I was there too. I mean,
were you?
No, I'm not there.
August 23rd. Probably was.
Just give me the amended.
It could be the missing female member.
So moved.
All right. Any further discussion? All right. Have a second? Okay, so all those in favor of approving the minutes for August 23rd? Okay, approved. One more? No, that's it? Oh, is that what
you're talking
about? Okay, great. Thank you, everybody. So now we can go into email voting. Okay, back before the meeting that we met with President Gorton, I had sent out the proposed changes. I only got a couple of responses. I probably should have sent it out again before this meeting, but didn't get to that. Is there anybody that has any comments? The fact that you don't have comments means you're okay with it?
I would like to see it again before I would say I'm okay.
Leon, there's copies of it on the table there.
Oh.
Hard copy.
I thought I had one down too.
I can use one too.
So has everyone had a chance to review these questions or not?
No.
No.
Okay.
So
I get the sense that you want to take the time to read it.
Yeah.
Have some length of time.
Michael.
I have a couple of comments.
Okay.
And I think Hazel did send this out last week with the agenda
Right.
There's mention of EA members, but not specifically who the EA members are. Does that include the ex officio members? Does that include the voting members? Is it non-voting members?
Good point.
And is there a difference between discussion and voting as far as the membership is concerned? The second observation is that everything is funneled through the EA chair, even determining whether there's a quorum or not, which I think is the responsibility of the IOC or parliamentarian. And in particular, I think there should be a second in case that the cause of the meeting is because of the dissatisfaction with the chair.
Mm-hmm.
The bylaws, the printed bylaws already broached that topic, so if the special meeting is because of that, then you can have it funnel through the chair. So there should be, I think, at least two people that can call the meeting and make things official.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's my observation.
Anything else? All right. So do we feel prepared to discuss this and vote on it?
I don't feel comfortable in voting on it at this moment.
Okay.
But that's just me. Maybe I'm just one. Everybody else should share what they think.
Okay. Do I hear a motion?
I move the table.
Yep.
Table.
Second that.
Okay. All right, sounds like you're all in favor. All right, so we will table this until the next meeting. And then
should we send our suggestions to Christine?
Mm-hmm. Send them to Christine.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll copy me, and then
we'll get
you another revised copy.
Sounds good.
I've got to start numbering these versions. 1.31.
Is there a date that you would like changes by?
What does that mean?
I'm no longer going to be a member after the 31st, so if you could get it to me within the next week or so I have some time to look at it before that. So can we set a deadline of the 25th? That's the weekend today?
Yeah. What day is our next meeting?
November
1st. So we need 5 days. That sounds good.
Okay, so any changes to Christine on the 25th? All right. Financial report, Pat Mahoney.
Can you give us a good news?
Which one?
Well, the good news is we're not in the hole anymore. Financial report. I handed out two different copies. One is the fiscal year end. That's the 2-page. Mm-hmm. And that's a complete summary of all of the transactions that occurred. And it showed us at the end of June that we were in a deficit of almost $1,000. Bear in mind that deficit also includes a $4,500 carryover from prior year. So we were actually, if we didn't have that $4,500, we would be in the hole by almost 6 points. This year, so far from July 6th forward, and this is right up to date on the second document, we currently have a balance of $6,930 and change. And that amount has got to carry us to June 30th, 07.
People shaking her head.
Pat,
the record note.
I'm looking at the numbers, and I didn't add this up, but You got a carryover of 974.85. Shouldn't that be a negative?
It is.
It is.
It is a negative.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, that's on that negative balance from our previous fiscal year.
That's right from the debit account. Yeah. That's right from the
debit. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
So, just to recap a little bit, the budget, our appropriation is $9,400 a year, and we've talked about beefing that up. I mean, we are really doing a lot of stuff this year, so I'm working, I'm doing a lot of networking to try to help get us more money. Also, there was expression that the Office of Human Resources would help us with the chili cap expenses. So I'm also working on that, which will help my budget. However, speaking of budgets and things that are due,
this document that I think everybody also had, I've sent out a couple of times now, requesting that the chairs give me their 0607 requested budget amount. If there is anyone on the EA that has a projected or a requested expenditure, you need to figure out what committee it'll fall under and present that to that committee chair, even if you're not on that committee. So what I need then is for the committee chairs to, in the column where it says the 0607 requested amount, you need to put your budgeted amounts in there. You have some previous information, of course, that you could see last year what our budgeted amounts are. But what we're looking for is a proposed, and we chatted a little bit about this. I want you to shoot the moon. I don't want to keep within the guidelines that we have here. If we have ideas or requests that are going to exceed last year's budget, that doesn't matter. Let's get those figures in there. Have some sort of a backup. You know, you're going to have to do a little bit of work on this. So do what your projection for the expected cost would be. And then there are several blank lines in here. So I guess what I'm asking is if you could fill in those blanks with the requested amount and then send it back to me. I had originally requested to have all this back by last Friday, and I've only seen one so far. I have got to get this information into the OA like by next Friday, or we're going to really get in trouble. So I really need you guys to work hard on this. If you need help, please call me, and I'll be happy to give you whatever information you need.
Do you know what each committee has spent in the past year?
Because there have been some problems with coding and expense, I haven't been able to work that information out with the Office of Assemblies yet, and Anissa and I are kind of working on that. But I guess what I'm going to tell you is it doesn't matter what we spent last year. What we need to do is look at what was budgeted and know that we exceeded our budget by a considerable amount of money. So it really shouldn't matter what we spent last year. What we're looking for is what we want to spend this next fiscal year. So I don't know that information is going to be useful for anybody.
Well, I mean, for example, when we budget the church has to list there, it would be nice to know how much less there's going to cost.
I thought that I've already provided you guys with that information.
There was a breakdown, $8,000 under one.
Yeah. And we also, in the exec committee today, we were also talking about there is a possibility that if we do have some additional forums, we may be able to get some OHR money, but I don't want to count on that. What I want you to do is do a really solid projection, and anything that we come up with and the budget isn't approved based on how we've submitted it, then we need to go back and figure out how to make that work. But this is a wonderful opportunity for us to get our voices out there to say, look at, we are 5,000 or 5,000 plus in the hole at the end of the last fiscal year. We need more money, but then we have to say why.
So, I mean, we did all this great stuff last year, and that's why we spent our budget, exceeded our budget. So if you guys have, the committees have great ideas, let's get them out there, because who's to say they won't be funded? You never know.
This is a request. This is a proposal.
Sometimes
I've got a bunch of hands up.
Pat, in the past, the Toy Assembly has been very generous with certain events, helping to subsidize some staff-oriented events during Staff Celebration Week and Staff Graduate Reception. Are those just automatically considered to be part of the next year's budget, or does somebody need to advocate for those?
They should not be a part of the budget. They need to be requested again.
Okay.
And I think, unfortunately, Dennis, that has been the way it's been in the past. I mean, we give $50 to the Unity Celebration, or we give $100 to this. I don't think that that should be an assumed budget expense. I think we need to re-request it. So the person who's on the committee or the committee chair that funds that probably should be in communication with whoever does those events and say, look, we gave you $50 or $100 last year. Is that filling a need? Do you need more? Maybe we're not going to be able to do this again this year, but...
What committee would that be?
Which one? Well, I think it's Comcast. It's in
which one are you talking about?
The Unity Celebration
or the Staff Graduate Reception?
Staff Graduate Reception is under the SRA.
That's under the SRA. Okay. I mean, they're all very clearly spelled out
right in
the budget as line items. So each, you know, bring a child to work day.
I'll go back to the HR folks and make them aware that monies that have been coming from the Employee Assembly in the past aren't guaranteed, and they need to make a new case.
Yeah.
Are you done?
Right. I'm sorry. Yes.
And one other event that's a really big chunk is $500 for the seed event.
Mm-hmm.
And we need a proposal for that. We need to...
And that's an entirely different group of folks.
So please take some time and look at this and really be creative.
Yeah, and don't turn it into rocket science, really. I mean, just think about the things that we talked about in our retreat, the initiatives that we've talked about, and just give it your best guess. And go from there. You can't gotta have two numbers.
Pat, do you know of a standard form that any of the departments use anywhere that you might be able to send out?
Well, we have a request for expenditures, but we don't have an actual budget request.
Well, I know we don't, but I'm saying, are there other departments that you know of that maybe your department works with? Because we have one in Alumni Affairs, but it wouldn't really work for some of this. But for events and things, maybe an event planning.
Yeah, I don't have anything like that. I could probably check, but I mean, in the past, it's been an email, just an email from whoever is requesting that. They send it to the committee chair, and then you take that information. Because all I'm looking for is numbers. I'm not all that concerned about. I mean, the justification, of course, needs to back that up. But for right now, get this budget in place, we need numbers.
Yeah, Michael.
Pat and Don will be glad to help you with your request for additional funding. So I think you need the budget. I was the one that originally got the budget, so I sort of know some of those.
Thank you. Thanks, Michael.
Tricks, but I do have a question about the Excel spreadsheet. For elections, it has $1,200. A, there wasn't an election. And B, that was never supposed to come out of the EPA's budget. That was always supposed to be covered. The Office of Assembly. That's an occasion when there was a trustee election associated, then the trustee office paid for half.
At the last budget, before Hope left, there was negotiation that they would pay for half and we would pay for half. We were talking about doing an electronic budget. That's where that number came from. It was proposed by Hope for this group to pay half of that expense. I'm not saying this is valid, and I'm certainly not saying we want that there. So that
money didn't actually come out
last year. Okay. Because there wasn't a budget. You're right. So let's figure that budget amount got set for place.
Okay, right.
Wasn't that just a one-shot deal, though, that 1 year that they asked for money that was a permanent thing they wanted?
That's what they wanted to do forever.
So now we did that as a one-time thing at one point.
Yeah, we actually went through a lot of time and effort to make that thing happen. We were going through all the CIT people to see how we could do it electronically. It was kind of a nightmare, but it never happened.
And the cost primarily was for printing? And
no, it was for online, an online election process.
Really? So that $1,200 would cover an online election?
That was the expected cost for that.
That CIT gave you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She writes the Tom's budget is going to cover half of it.
Do you have that in writing anywhere?
I might have it somewhere.
An old email?
Yeah. Hope sent it to me. I mean, we kind of threw it out the window when the budget, or when the election ever even happened. Right?
I mean, I realize it's a budget item and not an actual
but
expense.
But Peggy has agreed to that, too. I mean, yeah.
So you have enough people that would say, yeah, they remember that.
Absolutely.
And Ari was in that meeting, too.
Yeah. Because at some point in time, we're going to have another election. I mean, the way I see all this going is that we're going to, eventually, maybe this year, we'll finally get more than,
I agree.
You know,
and since that's under IOC, I would maybe suggest, Andre, that you that you chat with Ari or somebody from OA that has a little bit of experience or knowledge of what happened previously. That would maybe need to leave this as an item, as a budget expense.
Peggy was on board with that.
Well, I guess I'm still a little confused. The Office of Assembly wants to be paying for half of the election, and you agreed because?
We only agreed it was for the 1 year. I mean, we haven't agreed on, the budget gets approved every year, so this isn't approved yet. We have it in there, hoping that we're going to do the electronic election this year,
right.
And we did agree to do that
for last year.
So,
I don't understand why you would allocate your funds when that item, whether it happened or not, is already being paid for.
But it wasn't being paid for, and that was the thing. That was what Hope was advocating for, because they did not have it within their means to pay for our electronic election. So that's when we said, okay, if we're going to do it, then the EA will split this with you.
Is an electronic election more expensive than a regular election?
Yeah,
the initial setup was.
So,
and there was quite a bit of anguish.
I mean, that was just to help make the election happen for that year, and then it didn't happen. So, it just happened.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the electronics wouldn't have even been entertained.
Correct.
So,
I've got one other question. last year, in the summertime, when strawberries went to feed, we had a peer appreciation luncheon or an appreciation luncheon. Is that one of the things?
I don't think that it is. That's another one of the non-budgetary things that we did.
Under this committee with that.
Probably the chair's discretionary
fund. It's our pen for elections.
I think it would probably be staff recognition for SRA.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Joe, did you have that in?
No, I sent you and asked you what you never asked back.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
I said, should we or shouldn't we?
Again, I'm going to tell you is to shoot the moon again.
I have no idea what the numbers were on there.
Let me look at your thing. I'll send it back to you.
You see, I asked you whether we should include it, and you told me yes or no.
I'm sorry.
I didn't see
it.
So what's no one sent you?
Any other questions for Pat that will help you get your numbers together?
Great information.
Yeah.
Really helpful.
You've done a lot of work on that.
Can we do that today or tomorrow?
And when
do you
need
that
number
today, but I will.
I have to have final budget numbers no later than next, I'm going to say Wednesday.
So again, it's 25th.
A week from today.
27th,
and then I have to turn that information around, work with Ari to get a resolution pulled together and get this stuff into the OA.
Okay. Because if it's not on there, if it's not a line item on the budget, what happens? Does anybody want to answer that question?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing, exactly. If it's not identified as a priority from your committee, it's going to get way down to the bottom of the pile when we talk about it and want to vote on it as an initiative. So we need to use that fund for the things that we've identified as priorities.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I definitely do.
Okay, just to let you know. All right.
Kite flying, Leon Lawrence.
What about it?
It's on the agenda.
That was tabled last meeting. We were going to talk about it at the next. Do you remember?
Leon. Leon, would you like to hold on that?
Let's hold and carry on that.
All right, we'll discuss that at our next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. And the book reading, Leon, would you like to?
The book reading, let's hold on.
Hold on those?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
He's not feeling it today, huh?
Well, some other things are going on with some student issues in my college that got me occupied.
Understand.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll queue those up for the next meeting?
Yes.
Both of them?
Okay. Can I make a comment?
Yes.
It's actually things like this, Leon, like the ideas that you had for the tight funding that I would love to see put into the budget.
Oh, it will be.
You don't, you have to be very specific.
Oh,
but
that's going to be there.
Awesome.
It's going to be there.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, new business. We have new business. I know I'm moving around the wrong way.
I'd like to talk about the agenda. Amy and I had a discussion, and Ari was there, Donna was there, Peggy was there. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to send the agenda out on Friday. Send any amendments to me by 4 o'clock on Monday, and I will resend the agenda back out Tuesday so everybody has it for Wednesday's meeting. If you have a topic that you want to put on the agenda and you have attachments that you're going to bring to the meeting, send them to me, and then I send the whole batch to Amy, and she will bring some copies with her, but try to bring agenda copies and any attachments that I send with you. The minutes are going to be, I'm going to add that to the agenda so we can have approval of the minutes so that we can get Amy caught up again.
Actually, I guess I'm thinking when you sent out the list on Friday with the agenda, the preliminary agenda, and all the attachments, the chili chat, and the email voting, and the minutes, that goes to everybody, not just me.
Right.
And then I would bring, if you all are happy to bring your own copies because you're going to look at them and review things anyway, that's fine. Or I can bring packets of extras, which I do anyway, to the meeting. And the only thing that would change from Friday's email would be if there's any amendments to the agenda. So does that make sense, everybody, that you get one email with the notice that there's the meeting's coming, all the amendments that you need to read, the attachments, and the minutes that you need to review.
So will there be a previous off agenda item?
Friday.
So that's with the draft agenda.
Right.
Why not have before that off agenda item so that in the draft agenda?
We're in the process now, so if that's what you'd rather do is have one email with all the attachments.
I agree. I think we need to have a call for agenda items maybe Wednesday or Tuesday prior to the Friday agenda. Because that way you can, whatever those items are that we need to have on the agenda, you can include them in the draft agenda on Friday.
I can also say with the other assemblies, what we typically do is they don't send out a draft agenda. They just send out the call for agenda items, and then they send out the agenda. And if there's a change that somebody sees or a mistake or something, there's just, call for late changes to the agenda at the beginning of the meeting. I'm just thinking from, one email to send a call for agenda items, and then one email with the agenda and all the attachments, so everybody has one version of the documents in question.
I get to be my whiteboard thing, huh?
Yep.
Right? Okay, so... So Wednesday, the week before the meeting, okay, there'll be a call for items. Due by...
Friday, I would say.
Friday. Okay. Then on Monday?
Monday.
Mm-hmm. agenda mail with attachments.
Right?
Right. Attach. To include minutes.
And anything that anybody sent me.
Recording. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Resolutions, if there are any.
Yeah, right.
We are the students. Need activity by resolution.
Does that seem reasonable?
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get a handle on the addition to the amendment, you know, or the addition to the agenda. When you come into the meeting, we seem to spend more time on what we want is added to the agenda than we do addressing the agenda. So.
So, from my perspective in running this meeting, if we have handouts and supporting stuff handed out and emailed to you 2 days ahead of the meeting, right, you guys should all be able to do your homework on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday morning. So that when we come in for our meeting on Wednesday, we're ready to discuss. That seems fair. And part of the reason of this is because we really need to make effective use of our time with President Gordon taking up some of our meeting, which is a good thing. But
so
get business done.
So what about the days we do the joint staff forum meetings? Will we have a change in this? Or I think the agenda is going to already be set, right? It's going
right.
to be one singular topic. Do
yeah,
you want to
I mean
talk about that right now?
Sure,
or?
We can. The idea of the staff forum, I'm not sure how much this was discussed when Mary was here with us for lunch. But the idea was that we would meet with that group, the forum group, 3 times throughout the year. And we talked about like our goals and initiatives and what sort of would fit into those type of discussions, like what would we talk about. So we had talked about 3 different things for 3 different meetings, so 1 topic per meeting that we would just focus on. And the idea would be that we would meet, the EA would meet with President Sporton, we'll use Chili Cat as an example, to go over that report, say, here's the report, these are our recommendations, what do you think, what do you want to see come out of this, are we in the right direction, or whatever. And then we would have, the next meeting would be with him and the forum group to get their input and feedback on the report as well. And they will have received the report 2 weeks ahead of time so that they have time to review it. And that's the process that we would go throughout the year, and we would do that 3 times, those 2 sets of meetings kind of thing, us with Sporton and then us with the forum group. And Sporton, yes. You just get silent on me. So do that. And now it's just a matter of kind of nailing down the dates and how that will look throughout the year. So with that group, I mean, we would have a kickoff meeting so that we all get to, you know, meet each other and introduce and kind of lay some ground rules. Then we would, the first one would be about the Chili Chat, for sure. Another one would maybe be something about the campus master plan. I'm not exactly sure what that looks like yet. Another topic might be about campus community and creating community, because we've talked so much about that in our leadership meetings and working with the other assemblies. And, from all indications, it seems to be something that President Sporton would like to see community here. So those are 3 that we can come up with right away. You know, will there be something else that comes up during the year that's a hot topic that we want to address? Yeah, very, I mean, let's not say, but, you know, something like that. You never know what might happen. So that's the kind of idea. We would focus that forum on one particular topic and get as much as we
So as far as this chronology, it won't really apply to the
yeah,
the forum
really
days.
More for business meetings.
That's for business meetings, including the Scorton days,
mm-hmm.
because we'll still do regular business
yeah.
on those days. So you'll still be able to add
Yeah, it's just that, you know, first chunk of the agenda will be devoted to whatever.
Yeah, you just have to keep a good handle on the time spent.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do that.
Well, we have a parliamentary.
I'll do that, too.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure about the time. So does that seem like a good way to conduct our meeting?
Yeah, it does.
And think about how we interact with this forum group?
Yep.
What kind of dates are we looking at for the forum group?
Well, you know, I have some proposed ones, and I really do. Because when we first were talking about support and attending our meetings, remember I said I got 14 days?
Yeah.
So we have, you have those dates? So we have some dates kind of on hold right now. So the way it might look is November 1st, we would meet with Gorton and discuss Chili Cat recommendations report. Then we would follow up with forum on the 15th. The next date would be January 17th. And I'm thinking that the master plan and our participation in that, and staff participation in that, might be a good topic at that time.
So the 17th would be
with Gorton.
Okay.
CA with Gorton, right, on the 17th. The forum group would be on February 7th for that topic.
And that's with Gorton.
Okay. Yeah, they, all of these are with President Gorton. Only half of them include the forum group. So then April 4th, the EA and Gorton, whether that's campus community or another topic.
Law print.
Law print could be a very fun thing to discuss. And then forum for that subject on April 18th. Then we'd like to have kind of a conclusion meeting, sort of a wrap-up meeting with that group, just to say thanks and all of that great stuff. And at each of those sessions, the three sessions, we would have a feedback form so that we can figure out what they liked, what they didn't like, how it went, all of that. So, and then at the end of the year, we would do a bigger, you know, more general forum to see if this is a successful thing. You remember Mary saying, like, yeah, let's try this. If it works, great. If it doesn't, then we won't do it anymore. Well, we need to have some kind of mechanism to measure whether this is successful or not. So that way, if we had feedback forms at each session, and then one at the end, and we can think about what those questions would be like. I think that would be a com-com kind of thing. And that would wrap up our year in time for the trustee report at the end of May.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're also looking at Geneva in December, potentially, traveling with Gorton in December.
We're gonna
work it out. I'm going to work with Amy to see if we can make
On one of our regular meetings? And
you know what? It's going to have to be around his schedule.
For one of them. Okay.
Yeah. Well, whatever his schedule is.
Whatever his schedule is. We don't know.
So if he goes, he provides the transportation, correct?
Yeah, we're going to...
No, I'm
here.
Well, some sort of...
Yeah, I mean, President Gorton's dying.
Well, they'll probably plan a whole day around being up there.
Can we need to look at rooms now, start scheduling, like maybe a little bit bigger rooms or something in Geneva?
I've got my big auditorium.
Never an issue with one question for the EA to discuss very briefly in regards to this is during the forums, I mean, we have, as it is right now, this is actually an open meeting, you know, to other staff. Not too many come, but some do. During the forums, are we going to close it, or are we going to leave that invitation open to other staff members?
Yeah, and that's one of the things. Actually, I had kind of an outline about my response to Mary's, you know, laying all of this out, with sort of the governance of that group and how we're going to conduct those meetings. So that's a good question, but it wasn't one of my outline items.
So I don't know how you all want to interact with that group, and that's something that we really need to think about and definitely lay out in our kickoff meeting with them.
We get so few visitors, I don't see it being an overwhelming problem.
Yeah,
depends
on how wide we
gather somebody in, that might be great.
Yeah.
If we start with 40 people extra, then.
But you know, and we've run into this in the past, and I'm not sure what his modus operandi is. I mean, he seems to be really open to staff and all, but, you know, do we want people jumping up from the audience and asking questions? Sometimes it can be a little hairy. Any of you have been in that situation before.
Who's actually conducting the meeting? You are.
That's what I mean, is that we have to figure out what the governance structure will be.
We didn't have to have the kickoff meeting with them before.
Yeah, November 15th.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, just to kind of make this a little bit clear, and I think everyone should weigh in some way or another, that I thought, even though they're called the forum,
mm-hmm.
it's still an EA meeting, and we should use our rules, just, you know, we're going to adjust it to fit that particular topic, and there won't be too many other things on the agenda, and
I mean,
then that way we have rules.
Yeah, just so you know, that's the way I was going to propose mm-hmm. it, was
yeah.
because Mary indicated that EA was driving the agenda, it was like an EA meeting, and it's not so different than what we have now. It is, people are invited to attend, and how would we handle it if they were here?
Yeah.
Same idea. They would need to be acknowledged.
I mean, you can announce it at the beginning that this is a special joint meeting with the staff forum, and, you know, the topic is, well, and then
right.
we're done. And if we're going to want to invite other people, if by invitation, I guess, to just keep the numbers reasonable.
Yeah. So that is the way that I was going to present.
Because we're providing food too, right?
Yeah. Well,
that's going up.
Just talking about that.
Yeah. So
charge them.
Pump it up.
Yeah. Charge them.
Yeah. I do think, from my perspective, if this is it is an open meeting for anybody to come. So if people are there and they want to ask questions, I think they should be acknowledged. After all, those people might end up being EA members.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
So
that we don't want
them all.
Yeah. That's a very good point.
Yeah, I mean, the way I would envision it is people would be there and they would raise their hands.
Right.
It's like, I mean, we all do that too. Not always, but we just do it.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? We
yeah.
do. We do. So we're supposed to be operating under Robert's rules. It's just that we've all worked together and have a good understanding.
I think you raised a very good question because. Although Inda said we really haven't had many visitors so far, and that's true, once word gets around that the president is going to be meeting regularly with the employee assembly, you'll get much more interest in people coming.
Mm-hmm.
So you should decide whether or not you want an influx of additional uninvited forum members or whether it's going to be limited to the invited forum members. And if you decide it's going to be limited, I think it's really important to say in paw print that meeting will be closed because it's a special meeting.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want to do, I think
yeah.
I think
yeah.
we need to publicize that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want them open, then I will indicate that they're open, and then you deal with however. Or you could have an RSVP system. If you plan to attend that and you're not an invited forum member, you need to RSVP to Amy. And there would be a way of handling that too, but.
I think the only meeting, in my opinion, that should be closed is if the meeting goes into executive session. Otherwise, I think it should be open. Everybody else has their own opinion.
I think it should be open, but we would have a burden if we had an influx of an extra 40 people. So I like the RSVP idea. So if somebody new did want to join and saw it interesting, they could.
No.
And you take the first 10 RSVPs.
Let me just remind you, if our discussion is about Chili Chat, we're to send these folks the report 2 weeks ahead of time. So if it's an open meeting, how would we?
Isn't Chili Chat up on our on the employee assembly? People can access it.
Right, and then
yeah.
I mean it is. So
yeah.
I'm just saying that if people want to come, they're going to need to have done their homework. So how do we reach those folks? And
well,
this is on the website, and they can get it.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee that even those that are invited are going to do their homework. So why let's not be too elitist here.
But we have to provide them the information. We have to give them.
It's on the website. It's on the EA website.
Well, and actually the information came from them. I mean, they're employees and they have these same issues. So whether they saw the conclusion or not, they're going to have
just want you to think about it.
Well, I think we're trying to give you direction. I think this is why I brought this issue up, is that you know, you're going to this meeting representing the wishes of the board, and the thing that's really on the table is, do we want to open this up and come what may with that, or do we want to close it or have it somewhere in between invitations only?
They have to RSVP, then we can send them our documents if they want to.
No, it's not. I'm just thinking, if 20 people walked in here today, what would we have done differently?
Nothing.
You know, so maybe we can say something, a blurb about the forms, or can we do that because only certain people are being, anybody can go to the forms that wants to, is what I would think. Because if they're going to be interested enough to go to it, they should be at least finding out what it's about and where they can get information. And again, if 20 people showed up today, here we sit, and what would we do?
I would thank them for coming.
Yeah.
I would be careful not to call these forums and call them joint sessions is what it is. If we're going to call it a forum, then I think that puts us into a whole different arena.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a good point, I think.
They can be called a forum, but to call this a forum, I think it's not.
Yeah.
I guess the one thing I would also be concerned about is once people do get the word, like Dennis said, this room may not accommodate us at all anymore, so we may need to look ahead at that.
Well, it shouldn't even accommodate the 20 more people. It shouldn't even be in here for those folks.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
So.
And yes,
leave them open, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah, that sounds like what we would like to do.
Is that where we're at?
That's where I'm at.
And then if it gets out of hand, we will do something.
Well, I think that if it is advertised in Pochran, then we can indicate if there are materials that they would like to look at ahead of time, through the website, or maybe email Office of Assembly to get a copy or whatever. There are ways that we can work that. I just wanted us to think about that.
Well, I think the big upside is exactly what Leon and Dennis were saying, is that we get more people here and involved in EA. I mean, we'll be doing elections, we'll be staffing committees, we'll be doing the outreach, we'll fulfill a lot of different things. Good thing.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. Gee whiz. I know it. This is good. Michael, did you want to say anything about Employee Day? And how that all went? This is our first meeting.
Sure. It went great. I think everybody was pleased with the chicken this year. I went last year. It's a very big issue. I mean, I know it sounds funny, but it's an extremely important issue. I saw a lot of people, a lot of EA folks volunteer at the event, and I know some people volunteered in the planning, so that was really, really nice. David and Robin both came and served chicken, even though he's a vegetarian. I thought about that afterwards.
Mary said he didn't serve chicken because I was asking her about.
I put him on the chicken. So.
Yeah, he said he moved it.
It was a really great event.
Yeah, it was really well
attended. And there's a committee that plans this event, and if anyone is interested, Joe is on that, and Donna is on that, and Dennis is on that. I'm not sure if anyone else is. And it's a really fun committee, but we're always looking for new people. So if you're interested, let me or Donna know, and we'll put your name on there.
Michael, just a question about that. What was the controversy with the chicken? I don't know.
Last year we switched from Cornell Dining to Cornell Catering, and they baked their chicken, and people are expecting Cornell chicken, and we advertise that we're selling Cornell chicken, and that means something to specific people. And so a lot of people were very displeased with the chicken last year. So we made sure with catering that it would be the chicken that people had grown to love.
We're having a discussion on chicken.
It's a very important
chicken.
So anyway, they actually had barbecue pits set up outside the assembly hall, and they were barbecuing the chicken right there. It was very good. And it was very controversial.
Thank you, Mike. Great, thanks. So we have time for a once around if people would like to do that. Where should we start?
Ezra Cornell's birthday is coming up, as everyone knows, and I know there's going to be...
Not the Ezra,
which Ezra?
Ezra.
The dead Ezra.
The original.
The dead Ezra.
What's the date?
Early week of January.
Oh, did we celebrate?
I think because the EA is the only one on campus at the time, or the employees are, because faculty and students are on break, that it would be a real shot in the arm for the EA to do the first event of what will be many events, and I think it will really make the EA stand out. So, something to think about.
January 11th.
Because there's no students here at that point, and faculty are kind of iffy that they're actually moving the day, the target day, to a day in March.
Right. I mean, I know we could do an annual birthday cake or something.
Right there at the statue.
Yeah
we want
to
scoop them.
Yeah.
That's the deal. Yeah. We want to scoop them. We want to do it on Ezra's birthday.
Right there.
And then participate in the other event. But anyway, just an idea I'm throwing out.
What are the other events?
I think they're still being discussed, but Tommy Bruce is working on with a committee that's doing that. I suggest a little invitation that are like telegrams.
Yeah, the Western Union. And I was thinking about, you know, those top hat things that you could kind of everybody could wear them in here, or Ezra Lookalike contest.
Did you know that the guy who did the statue, I forget his name, it's McCain or McKee or something, the Ezra Cornell statue, he, as a student, got his notoriety and his start in sculpturing by doing snow statues of different professors, Andrew Dixon White and Ezra Cornell.
Oh, how funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And got in big trouble for it, too.
Thank you, Michael. George's birthday is on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got the invitation?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully make it 85.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, Dennis, can you tell us a little bit about how that plays? 2:30 to 3:30?
2:30 to 3:30. Amy and I are going to be meeting right after this meeting in order to firm up some details. We'll have some cake, probably ice cream, some beverages, and it'll be a very small, simple program, but I'm thinking probably at 3 o'clock. Maybe you could make some comments on behalf of the employee assembly. We'll find somebody from conference to make some comments about George, and maybe we'll connect. And maybe Mary will say something and do it, and we all sing happy birthday.
Will the president be there?
He really does a lot to support us all throughout the year. So if there's a way that you can make it, that would be great.
We have a limited facility. Yeah. And so we probably can't make it open to everybody.
Oh, that wasn't the question.